Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and my lucky dip question pot is empty today. So what I thought I'd do is come and chat to you about the one question you have to know the answer to build the right wardrobe of clothes and accessories for you. So what is that question, you're wondering? So that question is, are you a hot or a cold person? This is super important because it's going to affect everything you choose and everything you wear. And I know this because I am a cold person. I am cold pretty much all the time, except for at 2 a.m. when I'm a hot person. I only seem to get one menopausal hot flush every day, and that is between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m. The rest of the time, I'm always generally on the cold side. I can handle it getting a lot hotter than a lot of people before I start thinking that it's just too hot. So why does this impact on your wardrobe? So it's going to impact on things like, do you need to layer or not? Because I have clients and they'll say, I just don't know how to layer. But when I ask them about if they're a hot or a cold person, they say, I run hot all the time. They just don't need to layer in the way that someone who runs cold. And so therefore, you know, they need less clothes. They certainly need less long sleeves. They don't need as many jackets and coats. They don't need as many jumpers and other pieces of knitwear than someone who runs cold. And I know it makes a huge difference for my wardrobe in summer versus winter. So in summer, because I'm not layering up so much, I can have more interesting pieces. So the single piece I'm looking for is much more interesting in itself. It may have some sort of design detail built in. It might have a batwing sleeve or something that's very hard to layer over, but it doesn't matter because it's going to be worn on its own. And then because I want that piece to be more interesting because I'm not adding other things to it in the same way as I am in winter, I will look for maybe more pattern or more details in some sort of textural way or something, or, you know, unique, interesting construction, all those sorts of things to make that piece more interesting. And then too, thinking about if I'm in the middle of summer or if say you're running hot, you might think, well, what accessories don't make me feel hotter? So you might find if you run hot all the time that scarves just aren't your thing. Or you tie scarves to your handbags instead of to yourself. Or you might use them as a belt rather than putting them around your neck and adding that extra layer of warmth to that. You might find that you prefer brooches or feature earrings rather than necklaces, if necklaces make you feel hot. So there's lots of things we can think about when we are, you know, say running hot all the time, and it could be that I don't have anything. And I remember going to a client's wardrobe and I was like, oh, like there's nothing here that's long sleeved. She goes, yeah, I can't ever do anything more than a 3/4 sleeve because I get really hot. And we'll find too that summer and winter wardrobes may not be as different. Of course, this depends on location because in winter, they're not feeling uncomfortably cold and so therefore they can wear a lot of their summer wardrobes in winter. If you're in a more temperate climate, like say Melbourne is. So that's something if you run hot, but if you run cold, so in winter, because I tend to run very cold, I have to wear many layers at once. And on average, I'm wearing 3 to 5 layers every day. So this means that each piece can't be bulky. I have to be able to layer finer layers. So that's going to affect the fabrics I choose. I'll often, you know, choose a good fine quality merino layer. I'll choose a, you know, some sort of like Uniqlo does these heat tech or some sort of long sleeves, cotton elastane knits that can go underneath between me and wool. For some more comfort, I'll usually have a cami layer. And then because I'm layering each piece, then I have to look at the necklines. Are the necklines relating to each other? So if I would often go for more kind of multiple scoop neck layers because the necklines work over the top of each other much more easily. I'll be looking at features like not having, you know, there's no funny sleeves, there's no exaggerated anything because apart from is if it's going to be the very top layer, but for every under layer or something that could potentially be an under layer, it has to be much more simple and more basic in its construction and design because I'm going to be layering many pieces. So just looking at those sorts of details about what works for my winter wardrobe, I can't have the more interesting pieces in the same way as I can with my summer wardrobe versus my winter wardrobe is a lot more practical in that way and therefore has to be layered up. And therefore I have to add more interesting jewelry or I have to add interest in pieces, and I'm looking for more interesting outerwear. So for me, my last piece, whether it's, you know, a more, you know, interesting kind of sweater or jumper, it's a more interesting jacket, and that's the sort of thing that that's where I can add that much more interest and, you know, kind of creative piece than I can in any of the layers underneath. And in fact, my winter wardrobe needs to be much larger because I'm wearing 3 to 5 top layers every day. I need a lot more pieces because I'm wearing a lot more clothes. Like, I'm wearing at least 6 pieces of clothing if I'm wearing 5 tops and a bottom in any one outfit. So therefore, my winter wardrobe has to be larger. So thinking about those sorts of things. And then I might, you know, I'll wear a lot more scarves in winter because, of course, I like that extra layer for warmth, and I might even wear a little hat or a beret, those sorts of things. All those things are impacting on style choices. So it is something that's really important for you to think about for your wardrobe. Do you run hotter? Do you run colder? Do you find it easier to dress in summer or winter? If you're running really hot in summer, you know, wearing one piece instead of 2 pieces can often be much more comfortable. So thinking about, rather than skirts and tops or, you know, tops and shorts or pants or whatever, thinking about, well, dresses can be much more comfortable because they don't have to come in at the waist. They don't need to be binding at the waist. And that actually lets more air flow around your body and can be much more comfortable. So kind of knowing these things versus, like, in the middle of summer, if it's really hot and sweaty and then you've got a waistband or something and it's pulling everything in, the air stops flowing. So that can be important to know about yourself. So it is important to think about is how warm or cool are you? Do you find one season much easier than another to buy for and to wear, and what you feel more comfortable? And then that can then dictate is even what kind of accessories, as I've mentioned, do you want lightweight things? Do you want heavier weight things? All those sorts of things as well is going to impact on your choices. So that is something for you to go away and think about. Are you hot? Are you cold? Are you somewhere in between? And how does that affect what you choose to wear? Now, I mean, I even find too in Australia, say if you go somewhere in summer, and it's air conditioned inside and it's a really cold air conditioning. And I'll often notice this when I travel and I go to more tropical places than Melbourne is, that often the air conditioning is very cold. So I have to always take a layer to wear when I walk inside somewhere that I might not have needed on the outside. So what are all those things that impact on your style choices? Because you need to then build the wardrobe that works for your location, your lifestyle, as well as your overall temperature. What's your own personal climate? And how does that influence your choices? I'd love to know. Leave me a message in the comments and let me know how it is that you have to dress and what you've noticed makes a real difference. And particularly even looking at your most comfortable, most favorite outfits for each season and figuring out what it is about them that you love so much. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.